Rewards programs are a lot like pop culture. They can be hard to keep up with. But with Venmo's new rewards program, Venmo Stash, rewards are so easy because the more you do, the more you get. And you choose the bundle of brands you get cash back at. It's giving fiscal queen. It's giving star. It's giving up to 5% cash back at your favorite brands. Just pick a bundle of your go-to spots to shop with your Venmo debit card and earn cash back at them. Do more, get more with Venmo Stash. The Venmo MasterCard is issued by the Bancorp Bank N.A. Venmo Stash bundle terms and exclusions apply. Max $100 cash back per month. See terms at venmo.me/stash terms.
They started this fire, so we're not giving anybody credit for putting it out. But right now what we need is we need a return to normalcy by these ICE agents out of here.
He never helps. He never, ever helps himself. So that's Tim Walz, who's talking to CNN. And I just feel like him and Jacob Fry, these guys really need to slow the roll on their rhetoric. They've got to. And for him to say this, they're dodging accountability. And we went over this yesterday on air about the insane amount of times that Minnesota has ignored ICE detainer requests, all of this other stuff. And they gave their police a stand down order. I mean, their police were not allowed to enforce the law. So that left everything to ICE agents and anybody that was with CBP helping them. It left all of the policing aspect to them as well. That's something that local police were supposed to do. So this is entirely a problem of his literal own creation. It's a problem of his own creation because he absolutely did not want to cooperate with the federal government, didn't want to cooperate with the federal government. He did not want to work with ICE, didn't want to do any of this. And so now this is the result. You have this huge problem. You had the Philly DA, Larry Krasner, out there threatening ICE agents, calling them Nazis. Walz has called them Nazis. We'll go over some of that. But like Jacob Fry, he tweeted, quote, "The job of our police is to keep people safe, not enforce federal immigration laws." Now, he was responding to a post that Trump had put up. I think this was early this morning. And Trump had said, quote, "Surprisingly, Mayor Jacob Fry just stated that Minneapolis does not and will not enforce federal immigration laws. This is after having a very good conversation with him. Could somebody in his inner sanctum please explain that this statement is a very serious violation of the law and that he is playing with fire?" And so then Jacob Fry goes, quote, "The job of our police is to keep people safe, not to enforce federal immigration law. I want them preventing homicides, not hunting down a working dad who contributes to," this guy's such a, "who contributes to MPLS and is from Ecuador." Way to completely misrepresent it too, by the way. He says it's similar to the policy your guy Rudy had in New York City. Everybody should feel safe calling 911. All he was asked was to honor the ICE detainers that had been placed on criminal illegal aliens that were charged with felonies, violent felonies, and he refused to do that. He absolutely refused. You're not just talking about a dad from Ecuador, but you might be talking about a dad living there from Ecuador legally whose daughter was raped by a criminal illegal alien like that Jacob Fry protects. That needs to be thrown in these people's faces just every single time. It must be thrown into their faces. Welcome to the program, by the way. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of this first hour. I think we've got the video, everything back today. Kane and Juan were rolling through sliding through ice covered roads. It's still pretty crazy. And if you're watching the simulcast, you're going to be like, why does she have, I never have cans on, right? I have specially custom for me made in-ear monitors to wear. But because I battled probably the craziest ear infection that sidelined me all last week and it's not entirely totally cleared up, I'm not supposed to be wearing them right now. So you get the cans. So I feel like Britney Spears right now. I feel like I'm sitting here and I feel like I look like flipping Britney Spears. I'm not going to be dancing with knives, though. Don't worry. No worries. This is like Britney pre-knives. Pre-knives Britney, right? With our headset and the snake, the MTV Video Music Awards. So you'll probably have the cans for the rest of the week, just FYI. I haven't worn them in forever, so I totally feel like I'm about to walk out and perform or something. It's the weirdest thing ever. Juan was trying to make me feel better. He's like, no, it looks fine. It looks fine. In his head, I could almost hear the voice go, oh my gosh. All right. So we're never going to get away from talking about Minnesota because Minnesota is never going to do the right thing. The fact that Fry is even tweeting this, by the way, that's, what do you think your job is? Your job is to keep people safe from the criminal illegal aliens that they got running around. I mean, we've gone over a lot of these, right? I mean, do we want to sit here and go? Here's the reason why I don't. I mean, I haven't. We can if you guys want to and you all vote on the island. That's what you're going to do. But I'm going to warn you, the charges that, I'm not exaggerating when I say literally every one of these guys had horrible, 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 horrible convictions. And it after probably about your 13th child rape charge or conviction that you're reading, it starts to get a lot, you know what I mean? So trust me when I say that I'm not exaggerating, that these are the nastiest criminal illegal aliens. Like the let's just say other illegal aliens want these illegal aliens deported, okay? They don't want them here either. They want them to go, right? The bus boy who snuck across the Rio wants this guy to go because he's out there raping his sisters and daughters and everything. They want that. They want those guys to go. So that's something to understand with all of this. These are bad people. And it's the job of your police department to police. Right? I mean, when you have people out there busting up the Hilton Hotel that's in Minneapolis. Kane, where's that Hilton in Minneapolis located again? What, that hotel that they were busting up that's located in Minneapolis, where's it located again?
Isn't that right across from the thing?
Yeah. It's in the city of?
Yeah, Minneapolis.
Yeah, Minneapolis, yeah, right. So private property, probably owned by some people who live in Minneapolis. So do you think that if someone's busting up property that's in Minneapolis and that's probably run by people who are in Minneapolis, that the Minneapolis police could do some policing in Minneapolis? Isn't that kind of part of the package?
You and your logic.
Damn that logic. They need more ice in Texas for some reason. I don't know. That's kind of how it works, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's how it works. Like, that's the police do the policing of that area because they're called the Minneapolis Police Department because they police in Minneapolis. Yep. And the rioting and the damage of private property has been in Minneapolis. So why would you tell Minneapolis police to not actually police stuff in Minneapolis? Because you're upset at the chaos created by your refusal to actually release rapists and murderers that have detainers on them and have been in the country illegally for usually on average, it's about 9 years to give them to ICE to deport. I think Jacob Fry loves having rapists and murderers in Minneapolis. I feel like it's fair to question whether or not Jacob Fry wants more murders and rapes in Minneapolis because he's protecting the criminal illegal aliens who have multiple convictions of murder and rape in Minneapolis. I'm just, you know, I mean, that's kind of where the logic train takes you. Burp, burp, all aboard. This is where it's going. That's the logical end of that track. Jeez. So this, I don't know what he's thinking here. And by the way, Rudy Giuliani followed the law. You know, he followed the law. He olafed the ole. I mean, no one's asking him to enforce federal immigration law the way that he's acting like, well, Trump's telling me to personally detain these people and deport them. That's literally nobody said that. No one's asking you to do that, Lunchbox. No one is saying that you need to be doing that. In fact, what they're saying is the people in Minneapolis that are committing crimes against other people in Minneapolis, can you maybe enforce the law on them? Okay, thanks. That's all they're saying. It's not a big deal, right? This isn't rocket science. It's not rocket science. So I have a couple of editorials that are going to be coming out here shortly. the Free Press, and I believe might have in Daily Mail as well. And it's all specifically about different aspects of this case. Because if there's one thing I'm so tired of seeing is FUDs going out there and they're cosplaying as big Second Amendment supporters, but they're FUDlicious. They're just absolute Elmer FUDs. I mean, it's like Chuck Schumer talking about grilling hamburgers the way that these people are talking about firearm law, etc. Because here's one thing. I don't care if you like this. There is one indisputable fact in this entire story, other than the fact that Democrats have not been at all enforcing immigration law. And that's the reason ICE are there. And that's the reason why everything's crazy, because they gave police a stand on order. All of this is fact and has literally been confirmed by other police. But the big thing to discuss is the fact that it is entirely irrelevant how many firearms you have. It is entirely irrelevant how many magazines you have. It is entirely irrelevant the magazine capacity. It is entirely irrelevant whether you have a threaded barrel, whether you have an optic, whether you have a concealed carry license. It is entirely irrelevant to the fact. The fact being a law that has existed for many, 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 many years. 18 U.S.C. 111, which is that you cannot impede a federal law enforcement investigation because doing so is a felony. And by impede, which has been pretty well legally defined in numerous previous instances of litigation, if you are standing in the middle of the road blocking cars so that you can box in ICE agents and you are videotaped in the middle of the road stopping cars. You are videotaped engaging in, unlawful restraint when you're arresting people at a particular location and disallowing their movement. That is impeding a federal law enforcement investigation that would survive even the most ridiculous courtroom scrutiny. It meets and exceeds the legal, the statutory definition. That is a felony. That changes things completely. And it is completely separate and irrelevant from the Second Amendment. If you carry while you commit a felony, that then becomes a separate felony charge. You can dislike the law all you want to, but it is the law. It has been the law and clearly was the law before many of the people talking about it were even aware of it. If you dislike it, the time to litigate it isn't in the street. We've got a lot more on the way. We've got headlines coming up. January is when a lot of people finally stop and look at their money. And instead of chasing big predictions or the next hot thing, they just want something solid. And that's why gold keeps coming up as a steady, reliable option. I was talking with Colin Plume over at Noble Gold Investments, and we were discussing how no one really knows what 2026 is going to bring. Elections, markets, wars. But one thing we do know, gold and silver have outlasted every empire, every crash, every currency. And at the end of the day, it's about that peace of mind. Having a little gold in your strategy can make those wild market swings a lot easier to live with, because real wealth isn't flashy. It's being prepared and protecting what you've already built for yourself, your kids, and your grandkids. This is the year to create a more stable financial future. Visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana and download their free gold and silver guide. And when you open a qualified account, you'll receive a complimentary 3-ounce silver virtue coin. So visit noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana. That's noblegoldinvestments.com/Dana.
Some Americans are paying more for their health insurance than their mortgage. And what happened? What if we all just stopped paying for health insurance? Will that force doctors to lower costs?
Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
Little midnight oil coming in. Okay, so one of the things we're going to talk about later, sports. Bill Belichick is not going to be a first ballot Hall of Famer. Ooh. Some people is jealous. That's jealous and is petty. He was supposed to be in the first round and he wasn't. Hasn't he won like all the Super Bowls? Isn't he like Thanos with Super Bowl rings? Yeah, so like this is just seems weird. So we're gonna come back and discuss. We're gonna discuss this whole issue. Also, media fear mongering works. Although, let's be real, all these trade deals are not finalized, so there is some legitimacy in this. Americans' confidence in the U.S. economy has fallen sharply. My confidence in the economy is going to fall sharply every time that Democrats they even get close to half of Congress. And always while the IRS is in effect. So that's, you know, there's it's the way that they weight some of these polls. There's a couple of polls, especially about the Minneapolis stuff. That's just completely dinky. We're going to talk about this. Also, the doomsday clock. This is super stupid. Bunch of nerds decided to move it up like a millisecond. And they do that every single time a Republican's in the White House. Yep. Every single time. It's absolutely ridiculous. And I love how they have a little press conference. Let's have our little photo wall printed. Woo-hoo! Here's our little clock. Woo-hoo! I can't. It's just so performative and dumb. Also, Amazon's closing Amazon Go and Amazon Fresh to concentrate on Whole Foods and grocery delivery. I did like the Amazon Fresh, though, because you can just like immediately get it. You don't got to worry about nothing. I don't know. Trump says he's not concerned with the decline of the dollar. UPS is going to slash their workforce by up to 30,000 jobs this year. My wish is that they fire the people who like to throw packages in the road. Just not speaking from personal experience or anything. Folks, as we do so, can't do it without the people who make it possible. And that is, of course, turmeric chews from the folks behind the Superbeats Heart Chews, the company Human. Turmeric is very well known for its anti-inflammatory properties. Its antioxidant properties, but a lot of forms are really difficult for the body to utilize effectively. So what Human did is they created a clinically studied complex that helps solve the issue by creating with this a highly absorbable form. It's that turmeric curcumin complex. It's a really fun thing to say. But what it does is it offers significantly higher absorption than conventional turmeric extracts. So that means your body is getting more from every serving. It's a standout form of turmeric. You're going to get a more antioxidant support than what you would typically find, and even larger amounts of standard turmeric extract. So the benefits are super convenient. And the taste, it's a little bit smaller than a Starburst, chewier, a light citrus flavor, no added sugar, no additives at all. And you can get it at Sam's Club. So kick your new year off right. And you might see both bags up there. They're coming out with a new design. So there's two different bags. Same thing, though. Turmeric Chews, great addition to your routine. You can find Human's Turmeric Chews at Sam's Club. Pick up your bags today.
The new year means new health goals, not just for your body, but for your finances too. But did you know financial health is directly related to identity protection? You need LifeLock because your personal info is in endless places that are outside of your control. It only takes one mistake, and not even your mistake, to expose you to identity theft and lost funds. LifeLock monitors hundreds of millions of data points per second and alerts you to threats you could miss on your own. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's U.S.-based restoration specialist will fix it, backed by the $1 Million Protection Package. In fact, restoration is guaranteed or your subscription money back. Don't face drained accounts, fraudulent loans, or other financial losses from identity theft alone. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart and save up to 40% your first year. That's 40% off at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
We'll be right back.
The Dana Show Podcast, your fast, funny, and informative news companion for those always on the move. Subscribe on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is a small bunch of wannabe Nazis. That's what they are. In a country of 350 million, we outnumber them. If we have to hunt you down the way they hunted down Nazis for decades, we will find your identities. We will find you. We will achieve justice. And
he's unhinged. He's absolutely unhinged. This is the Soros-backed Philly DA there, Larry Krasner, who's said that Democrats are going to hunt down ICE agents, and he was comparing them to Nazis, the way they hunted Nazis down. We'll find your identities. These little wannabe Nazis. I mean, get some perspective. Are you really comparing law enforcement, federal law enforcement, ICE, to Nazis who rounded up, who were leftists, by the way, like Democrats, who rounded up Jewish people and murdered them by the millions? Is that really? Because ICE agents are going after actual people who have warrants out for them already? Criminal illegal aliens? Violent ones? Those are literally the ones specifically that they are arresting, which is why they publish the list like every week of the ones that they've apprehended. I think they need to be, I want to see less of Kristi Noem's face plastered all over her ads and more of this stuff. Because that's insane. It diminishes what the Nazis did. And for you to use that and weaponize it just to go after people who are enforcing established federal law that Democrats supported until a second ago, this is asinine. You're actually comparing Jewish people. I find that to be pretty damn anti-Semitic. If you're comparing Jewish people to illegal alien murderers, rapists, and pedophiles, that's what he's doing. He's saying, Larry Krasner is saying that Jewish people are just like that. Because when you make that equivocation, that's what you're doing. You're a sick son of a bitch. Disgusting. Lorraine brings up the point that if somebody kills an ICE agent in Philly, Krasner should be charged as an accessory. No, that's not incitement, but Trump telling people to be peaceful at J6 is incitement. Democrats want bloodshed. They love violence. They have no problem with murdering people who disagree with them. They have no problem reducing them in the most insane, disproportionate perspective possible to Nazis because they don't like the law that they're enforcing. And you know what? No wonder people are attacking border agents, because Democrats are out there telling them that they're just like Nazis. That is incredibly dangerous, what Krasner is doing. And the crazy thing is that in Minnesota, this is such a disproportionate reflection of ICE. They're in Minnesota. They've been elsewhere. But the difference is that other leaders, including Democrat leaders, have not been doing this elsewhere. They don't want these people on their streets. They don't want multiple convicted murderers on their streets. They don't want any of this. Like I was joking with you earlier, other illegal aliens don't want these people on their streets. I mean, it is, you're looking at some of the worst of the worst of the worst. I'm looking at, golly, there's more. There's like a list after list after list. There's a guy named Johnny Molina from Ecuador, his order of removal 2023. He was charged with child rape, third degree, and malicious punishment of a child, convicted. This is the stuff we're talking about. Assault, sexual assault, strong arm rape. I see that over and over and over and over again. This guy, Oliviero Esteban, He had a final order of removal back in 2015. He was deported five different times. He was convicted three times of driving under the influence. He possessed fraudulent immigration documents, illegal entry and reentry, assault, drugs, apparently for distribution. So he's definitely part of the cartel. I mean, these are the people we're talking about. This is who they're saying. They're saying that these people, going after these people, is just like going after Jewish people during the Holocaust. Of course, they, you know, chose, you know, yesterday, which was symbolic for the Holocaust, Auschwitz, all that, to make these stupid remarks. This guy, B. Yang, he's from Thailand. He had an order of removal from 2015. He was convicted of first-degree kidnapping, assault with a deadly weapon, sexual assault, assault on a law enforcement officer with a firearm, robbery with a dangerous weapon, breaking and entering, felony larceny, larceny of a motor vehicle, DUI. Oh my gosh, it goes on and on. This is one of the guys that was apprehended in Minnesota. When was this? Oh, this month. This list was dated yesterday, January 27th. Is that not something? And these lists, they have more and more and more of them. They put these out like every week. They put them out every week, these lists. That's how I know the people that are being apprehended. They got their mugshots and they have all of their history. They're all dudes. They're always dudes. They're always dudes. And they always have serious, violent, violent, violent. And they have a full list too that you can find and go through. And there's not a single one amongst the full list that does not have a violent felony on their record. Every one of them. Every single one of them. Another guy, he had a removal, final order of removal dated October 31st, 2006. He was convicted of sexual assault, sodomy of a girl under the age of 13, and procuring a child for prostitution. Where was he? Oh, Minnesota. Yeah. Yeah, Minnesota. By the way, that was January 10th. So those are two. I mean, actually, I have a ton more. Just in the past month. Ooh, here's another one. January, Minnesota. This is January 10th. Vanalut Kiomini. He is a criminal illegal alien from Laos. He had a final order of removal on December 17th, 2009. He was convicted of two different instances of strong arm rape. That's the people. This guy was apprehended January 10th in Minnesota. These are the people we're talking about. The exact people. Oh, here's another one. Chong Vu. His removal order, March 11th, 2004. I think we found, well, no, the other, this guy has 1996. I'll get to him in a second. This guy arrested same date, January 10th. It was all within that same week. March 11th, 2004 was his order of removal. He was convicted of strong arm rape of a 12-year-old girl, kidnapping a second child with the intent to sexually assault her, and vehicle theft. Then you have Ku Lor, final order of removal, August 16th, 1996. I think he's the one who's been here illegally in the longest. This also is from that same week, January 10th. These are all people that have been apprehended literally within January in Minnesota. This guy was convicted of sexual assault. He had three different rape counts. The first was just a rape conviction. The second was a conviction of rape with a weapon. The third was statutory rape without force. And then he had two counts of burglary and shoplifting. These are the people. What the White House needs to do is not talk about the Second Amendment. And they need to specifically every damn day give a new batch of names. Because, guys, I'm still scrolling, by the way. Here's one woman. This is the first woman I've seen in 2 months of releases from DHS. Let's look at the woman. Her name is Mariama Kanu. She is a criminal illegal alien from Sierra Leone. Her final removal order was on July 5th, 2022. She's been convicted of, she may be a woman, but she's dangerous. Two counts of homicide. She was convicted. Convicted of four DUIs, three counts of larceny, and burglary. Dang. Well, women just as dangerous as them. And when I see a woman pop up here now, I'm going to be like, whoa, what's this one's story? I mean, you can go on and on and on. Homeland Security publishes the list. So if you go to Homeland Security and you go to news and then press releases every week, they post this stuff up there. Now, you know, I see these ads for DHS with Christine Ohm's face on everything. I get it. In some ways, I think it's important in terms of populist messaging. In some ways, though, I think it's a vanity project. I think that these need to be the ads that are out there. An update. This is who we arrested this week. That's your ad. This is who we apprehended this week in just Minnesota. Now, why are there so many of these dudes in Minnesota? Because remember what I told you. In 2021, Minnesota stopped complying with all ICE detainer requests. So ICE knows, they knew that these people were there in Minnesota. A lot of these, and actually, for instance, Oliviero Esteban, he was released from one of the county jails. So when I said that city and county jails don't comply with ICE detainers, ICE knows that these dangerous people are there. They know that they have these convictions. They know that they're wanted. They're here illegally. They put the request, if you have this person in custody, you need to give him to us so we can deport him. How it works is the city, that's called the detainer. They have a detainer request. Please detain this person, release him to our custody. City and county jails since 2021 have been saying no. They've said no. So that's why you have an inordinate amount of these dudes here. That's why. California has been complying with ICE detainers at a rate higher than that of Minnesota. Let that settle in. In the past year, they have rejected 1,000 requests. Almost 1,000. It's like 870 something. Minnesota cops, in the meantime, have been begging Tim Walz to let them work with ICE. Begging. One of them went to the press. St. Paul Police Federation President Mark Ross blamed state and local officials for the protest violence. He says this is what cops are to do. They are on the streets. We know how to work with the feds, and we also know how to police these protesters. But remember, they were given the stand down order. That's why you didn't see police out there. Border Patrol, that's why you have ICE. They have to not only detain, but then they had to also police. He added, quote, our local politicians will not allow us to do that. He said that the cooperation doesn't require changing Minnesota's sanctuary laws or making ICE or helping ICE make immigration arrests. He said, had we been allowed just a little bit of coordination, not in terms of what ICE is doing, but if we helped serving a warrant, we could be out there. We could help. He said that they knew crowds were going to be out there. The crowds would be nervous and they would give them trouble. So you have local police blasting these leaders because what I tell you, they were given a stand down order. We have a lot more on the way as we roll towards the bottom of this first hour. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's our friends over at Webroot. They want to make sure you're protected doing anything online because there are a lot of ways to compromise your information, financial information, your identity even. And Webroot wants to have you covered. Webroot is it's really the best antivirus out. It's like a more than just that. I mean, you have Webroot Essentials and Webroot Total Protection and all-in-one device, privacy, identity protection, everything. It takes a guessing game out of cybersecurity, and you can add your family members to it as well. Now, one of the reasons why a lot of people are just completely defenseless digitally is because they don't like adding antivirus stuff to their computers because most of the time it's super clunky and it just makes everything run so slow. Webroot is not like that, though. It scans six times faster, takes up 33 times less space than Norton and McAfee and the others. And it's just actually, Everything else is like it's made 20 years ago. This is one of the first ones where you can tell it's made in 2020. It's made for 2026. Protect yourself. It'll run in the background. You won't even know it's there. No stress, no heaviness. It's lightning fast and lightweight. You can protect your digital life, that of you and your families this new year. 60% off of Webroot at webroot.com/Dana. That's 60% off for a limited time only at webroot.com/Dana.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In an emergency, every second counts. When you have ADT home security, you can count on peace of mind. With 24/7 monitoring, the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and technology that helps first responders verify your alarm, help is there the moment you need it. Whether you have ADT pros install your system or set it up yourself, ADT will help keep you safe when it matters most. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
Get the lowdown on the latest news with a side of laughs whenever you want. Subscribe to the Dana Show podcast on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
Like sands through the hourglass, so are the days of the United States.
There's something horrible, horrible going on in our country right now. And we have one of the greatest countries in the world. And I've always been so proud to be an American. But right now, this is a fascist government. It's not becoming a fascist government. It is a fascist government. And ICE is brutalizing people. And I don't care how you identify, if you're a Democrat, if you're a Republican, if you're independent, if you don't like to.
Just stop it.
Gonna rob a bank.
Yeah, rob a bank or like a partial hijab or something like that.
Yeah.
Looked weird. That's Molly Ringwald. Everything's fascist. Everything I don't like is fascism. Oh my gosh. I'm not a billionaire. That's so fascist. Ah! ICE is so fascist. They brutalize these. Well, won't someone think of the rapists and the murderers? Leave it to an old white lady. To be so sad about deporting the rapists and murderers. Won't someone think of the child rapists? I mean, please. Won't someone think of them? Won't someone think of, let's go and look. Let's look at some of our people here. Oh my gosh. Won't someone think of Rashid Mohammed Ahmed, the illegal alien from Somalia, who had a removal date of 2022? He's got two murder convictions, DUI and larceny. Won't someone think of the murderer? Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's just so mean that they, what they do. Oh, what about this guy? Four rape convictions. How are you alive at that point? Won't someone think of the convicted rapist? I mean, please. What about Herman Valencia? Won't someone think of this guy? Oh my gosh, he has two child rape convictions, sexual assault, carnal abuse, and four DUIs. Won't someone think of poor Herman Valencia, the child, convicted child rapist? Molly Ringwald, the old white lady, super pupset. Someone please. But she's not the only celebrity out there. Do we have time for Ethan Hawke?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay, well, I'll have to save him because he makes me sad. I want him to not talk. Just be quiet. Just be quiet. And then we're going to talk about the AI-generated images that the press has been sharing of the shooting in Minneapolis and the latest Second Amendment remarks from the administration. Dear heavens, please just don't. We have a lot more on the way. Second hour, stay with us. I've told you guys a million times I always carry. I always use lethal force. I have no problem using lethal force to protect myself or a loved one. At the same time, I also understand, you know, you got college kids out there that aren't old enough to carry but want to make sure that they're safe. They're walking back to the parking garage or their apartment on campus, whatever, and they want to make sure that they can be protected, this is where the burn a gun comes in. It's a great way to diversify what you would have as a defensive tool. You carry different calibers, you carry blades. Why wouldn't you have something like this at your disposal, especially for those under 21s, over 18s that, you know, are going to need some protection when they're away from home at campus? So the Burn a CL stands for compact launcher. That's the only one you need to know about. They got different models, but that's the one for this purpose. It's roughly the size of your iPhone. There's no recoil, and it shoots chemical irritant projectiles that can deter threats from up to 50 feet away. And you compare it to a regular stun gun, they only have like one or two rounds. The CL has a 15 round shot capacity per cartridge. And so, or 15 round capacity per cartridge. So you've got, you know, 15 opportunities there to buy yourself some time and get to safety. And they got different projectiles, they got different accessories, but here's the kicker. It's not a gun, so it doesn't care about gun-free zone signs. That's true. No gun-free zones apply to this because, you know, not a gun. Also, you can order it online. They send it right to your door. There's no background check, no waiting period. It's accessible to all. Diversify what you have in terms of defensive weaponry. Visit Byrna.com/Dana. Check out the Byrna gun. It's the CL Compact Launcher. Byrna. Byrna.com/Dana. Ready when you are.
Ah, DSW. Birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In an emergency, every second counts. When you have ADT home security, you can count on peace of mind. With 24/7 monitoring, the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and technology that helps first responders verify your alarm, help is there the moment you need it. Whether you have ADT pros install your system or set it up yourself, ADT will help keep you safe when it matters most. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
Welcome back to the program. Dana Lash with you. We're at the top of the second hour. And you can follow along. It's Channel 347 DirecTV, YouTube, where you can stream a lot of the show. We're going to be moving the chat off Rumble because Rumble de-boosts you if you're not a part of like the Founders Club. So I'm just tired of being throttled. I'm not a fan of Rumble. So yeah, hi, if you're... So we're going to be moving off there, and I'm fine with not having anything to do with Rumble. That's what a lot of people don't realize. Unless you're like, unless you're one of the like founding members, you will be deboosted and throttled on that platform. So it's pointless. I don't even see the I mean, it's like that's this kind of stuff that we criticize YouTube and everybody over. So we're going to be getting off Rumble. Just because something says it's owned by a conservative doesn't necessarily mean that's the case, folks. All right. So a few things. The Hollywood is, I keep seeing these stupid polls that they're trying to push where they talk to like 9 people. And then from this, they get the headline that they want, and then they try to sell that as a turn in general public sentiment. And they're trying to argue that, oh, the nation isn't on, you know, oh, they're so mad at ICE. They're so mad at ICE. Everybody's turning on ICE. None of the most actual legitimate polling that was done within the past few months reflects any of that. And the headlines that you're seeing now are these superficial, like, you know, push-pull kind of things. And I don't put a lot of, I don't really think that they're valid. I don't put a lot of stock in the results of the surveys for this. But what they are trying to do by manufacturing some sort of like legitimate basis for the argument is they're trying to amplify it as well, with these lawmakers going out saying stupid things and celebrities going out and saying stupid things. Case in point, you got, like, for instance, John Leguizamo, who I've never been a fan of his in the first place. I've always thought that he was a whiny dude. And I have a number of pet peeves, all of which I will say are my number one. And this would fall into that category. A man that whines is the equivalent of a woman that nags. I cannot stand whiny men. Just as men cannot stand women who nag, Real women do not like men who whine. Be a little Marcus Aurelius about it, please. You know, fix what can be fixed and then shut up. He is a whiner. I know him more for his bitching and moaning than I do for his films anymore. And the funny thing is like my kids are even like that. They only know him as the guy who's just mad at everything and is mad. And he tells everybody every other second, he's Hispanic, guys, he's Hispanic. He got mad at the Mario movie because they didn't hire enough Hispanics. I'm not kidding you. Google it. That was a whole story. He got mad at a movie about Italian cartoon brothers that there wasn't enough Hispanic representation in a movie about Italian cartoon brothers. Just gonna put that out there. Just gonna put it out there. No. I don't want to hear that. Well, maybe he was talking about Hispanics playing. No. Because remember, the left thinks that you can't even play someone who is physically disabled unless you are literally physically disabled, right? That's the thing now. Remember, they went at Bryan Cranston. How could you play this guy in a wheelchair? This movie that he did, they got mad at him because he was not actually in a wheelchair. This is the stuff we're dealing with. John Leguizamo's mad. He doesn't want you to go see any of his movies anymore. If you support ICE, if we have it to play, or do we have it? I put it in Slack. Should be there. He's mad. He wants people to not see his movies. In addition to that, you also have Ethan Hawke. This is 23. The artists, they never have any room to speak about anything, you know. Listen.
I never felt scared about what I was going to say until the last couple of years, where you have to feel like, oh, I have to be careful, or what? I don't know, but there's a kind of fear in the air that I've never felt before, and it's not America. To get to be an artist in a free country, I've had enough of an education to know what a privilege that is. And I don't feel that way anymore. And that's something that has to change.
Wow, he doesn't feel safe? He should talk to Charlie Kirk about that. Oh, wait, he can't. Because someone shot Charlie Kirk in the neck for speaking because they didn't like him because he was a conservative. Or, you know what, he should maybe at least ask Trump because, you know, twice they've tried to kill Trump just because he's a Republican, so... Or maybe he should go and ask Steve Scalise and Rand Paul. Steve Scalise because he almost got murdered on a ball field by a leftist, and Rand Paul because he was almost beaten to death by a leftist. I mean, I could sit here and go on and on. Maybe ask Brett Kavanaugh. There was a leftist that wanted to kill him and his whole family that was caught on his street heading toward the house. Maybe he should ask him, you know, I just can't believe it. I'm here literally on the red carpet talking into a microphone about how I don't feel like I've ever been able to talk before. I'm just, you know, talking to you on this microphone and making all my movies and giving all these interviews, but I've never really felt like I could ever actually like talk before. And like, these people are so self-involved and so self-obsessed. It's truly stunning. But I mean, Ethan Hawke doesn't, I don't want to dislike him, but I'm like, hello, self-awareness much? Just, it's like going to like South Sudan and looking at the starving children and going, wow, I'm starving. I'm so hungry. It's just like that. It's just tone deaf and completely. This is John Leguizamo. He doesn't want you to go see any of his movies. He hates you. Listen.
If you follow ICE, unfollow me. Don't come to my shows and don't watch my movies.
Okay, so what if we never watched any of his shows or movies anyway? What do we do now? Oh, wow, got me there, John. Wow, I'm not going to go see whatever the hell you're doing. Whoa. Boy, we are all super punished and stuff, right? Ooh, bummer. Seriously, what do we do? Because I don't ever. I wouldn't even count him as one of my grandma's rule of three if he kicked the bucket tomorrow. I heard somebody out there in Radio Land go, oh. It's true. So he doesn't want anybody to go see his shows. Okay. Thanks. You're doing me a favor. It's all right. Good heavens. He's always mad. He's just always mad. Always mad. But never ends.
I mean, no matter what business you're in, is it always great to go out there and say, don't enjoy my work. Don't enjoy my business. Don't enjoy what makes me money.
Yeah.
Like, why would you tell half of your potential audience that?
So you can turn around and then bitch about how no one goes and sees your stuff. Because you're Hispanic. That's what he'll say.
Oh, God.
Just realize this. John Leguizamo's mad because you want rapists and murderers deported. Think about that. That's legit it. Yeah. I'm not exaggerating. That's why I'm running circles around the block with us. And I'm going to do it like ad nauseum in perpetuity. Because that's how insane this is. This is some Ike Turner stuff, man. Like using it loosely. You imagine Democrats... You get out there in the street and you protect those poor rapists and murderers. Meanwhile, all the people that got raped and murdered are sitting like on the sidelines like, well, damn, what about us? What about us, the victims? No, you're not the victims. It's these poor rapists and murderers. Oh, forgive us. The guy stopped raping somebody long enough to turn to the camera and go, oh, I don't want to go back to my third world hellhole where I was also convicted of rape and murder. That's what these people are asking. I can't even imagine being an elected official in a straight face. Like, that's your narrative. Because that's what this is. I really feel like Republicans have a missed opportunity here. You know what? I would be taking out AI-generated campaign ads where these rapists and murderers are like, you know, vote for this person. I endorse their campaign. Because, you know, why wouldn't they? They don't want them deported for rape and murder. Oh my gosh, Republicans, what are you doing? Can you just get over the bot accounts for 5 seconds and maybe actually be creative? Oh wait, you haven't hired anybody this creative lately? Oh, it's a problem. They haven't. That's why everything that they're putting out, they have no, like, their ads are bad. They need to hire, like, memers and trolls to make these ads. Imagine that. Imagine giant billboards up around Minneapolis. That would be damning. Make them own this. Make them own this. Make them own the Somali fraud. I mean, that's my whole campaign strategy. That would be my whole ad in that area. Oh my gosh. I would have giant poster boards, and we would play like a guess who game outside of any and all of their events in Minnesota. Minnesota Democrat events. I would have people at every single ICE operation to counter protesters with literally the pictures and the rap sheets on giant poster boards of all of these criminal illegal aliens. So that way these protesters can see who they're out there in the streets protecting. And any and all media, any and all video, any and all footage would have that element as part of it. It would be inescapable. I would saturate everything that they do with the association. Where are Republicans in this? Grow some balls and start fighting back with teeth. I mean, these are million-dollar ads. You could just AI generate movement on the mugshots. That's all you would have to do. Good night. Come on. But it's just, I feel like, you know, these people that are talking about this, for them to not know that that's who's being deported, how, either at this point you're willfully ignorant, or you really endorse those crimes, which is why you have no problem in fighting to keep them here. I mean, there's no other way. There's just no other way to look at it. So coming up, really interesting stuff with Ilhan Omar. Some guy like sprayed something on her, but it was real weird. Was it a setup? Did she like juicy sommelier herself? I don't know. I mean, she married her brother and lied about so many things. I wouldn't doubt anything at this point. We're going to get into that. We're also going to get into how the administration needs to stop talking about Second Amendment. And we're going to get into that as we move. Our partners that help bring you the program, it's the folks over at Relief Factor. Relief Factor wants to help you with your everyday aches and pains. Or maybe just like sore from exercise, working out, whatever it is. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free formula made with research-backed ingredients. It includes omega-3s and resveratrol. It's all designed to support relief from everyday exercise-related and age-related discomfort. And without, again, 100% drug-free, without all that stuff, it's designed to help your body fight back against that and have a natural healthy inflammatory response, not something that's you know, causing you problems and discomfort and making it to where your mobility is limited and limits your freedom. So if you're dealing with this, try the 3-week quick start from Relief Factor and see how Relief Factor could be your game changer. Call 800-4-RELIEF or visit relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Tell them Dana sent you.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In an emergency, every second counts. When you have ADT home security, you can count on peace of mind. With 24/7 monitoring, the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and technology that helps first responders verify your alarm, help is there the moment you need it. Whether you have ADT pros install your system or set it up yourself, ADT will help keep you safe when it matters most. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
So Burbank Airport, according to NTSB, says that that could be the next scene of a midair collision. The chair of the National Transportation Safety Board expressed concerns yesterday over the possibility of the next deadly midair collision happening at Hollywood's Burbank Airport. They said that commercial airlines are sounding the alarm. The FAA should take them seriously, whether it's helicopters or whatever. They said the concerns are mounting, and Burbank's had some, apparently had some issues. They have a relatively small airspace. Both are very, very busy, both that and another nearby airport. So, I mean, I would hope not, but still. Let's see. I also have, let me pull this up, this Virginia court has blocked a Democrat redistricting effort. They're going through some stuff right now. Democrats are going to appeal the ruling. It's a brief victory that the state's had actually recently. It would keep the party from redrawing the state congressional districts. They want to increase their numbers to four House seats in midterms. So they were really pushing to gerrymander these districts. And so they've been denied, thankfully. Yale University is going to offer free tuition to families who earn less than $200,000 a year or just have merit-based, you know, scholarships and increase that. Why would anybody, I don't know, like, didn't they just say that they have, like, no Republicans on any, like, in any faculty or any board anywhere? You know, why would you want to go? College is such a racket. It is such a racket. I think it's gotten more worthless as the years have gone on. If I was a student right now, I wouldn't be going to college. I wouldn't, because especially if you're going into STEM or anything right now, the professors can't keep up with it. The coursework can't keep up with it. It's a nightmare. It's an absolute nightmare. So yeah, you really want to spend all that money? What, just so you can say you went to Yale? So it's a vanity project for so many people. People need to stop treating colleges like a status symbol and a vanity project. Things would go a lot further if we did that. A majestic mountain lion was captured after an hours-long standoff in San Francisco. Spotted in Lafayette Park, it was a giant mountain lion. We have a mountain lion down the road from us. It was surrounded by personnel from San Francisco Zoo. They were able to get it, take it back, thankfully, nice and safely. No, we were on our way home from dinner one night, and there was a mountain lion in the tree. So we got coyote mating season, and we got a mountain lion around. So whenever we take Daisy out, we got to be a little vigilant, because we had a pack of coyotes that were down the road from us, and it killed a calf and a dog on the same ranch. Took down a calf, and it took down one of their dogs, a pack of coyotes. Yeah, so... yeah, you bet I'm going to have my night optics on. Be getting upstairs, be peeping my yard before I take out my girl Daisy, you know, because she's a little bit tiny. Wick could hold his own against a coyote, not a pack, but he could hold his own against one. But yeah, I'm not gonna let my dogs fight alone. I'll go out there, like totally kitted out for sure, but I'll go out there. It's a real thing, yeah, and I think I heard it one night too. I swear to you, I swear I heard like a calf bleeding B-L-E-A-T, bleating. I swear I did. And I thought, And then you usually always hear the donkey, because they donkeys hate coyotes. They'll kill them with a kick. We turned into like Nat Geo here for some reason. Stick with us. We got a lot more in store. 2A. Are you being lied to about your retirement? I mean, the advice sounds familiar. Max out your 401k and your IRA and hand your life savings to Wall Street and just hope that the market cooperates. If that were the only way, why do so many people then risk outliving their savings? Why does the inventor of the 401k call it a monster that should be destroyed? The time has come to hear the truth. Bank on Yourself is a retirement plan alternative that provides guaranteed predictable growth and reliable retirement income. Current tax law allows you to enjoy tax-free retirement income while maintaining control and access to your money for emergencies and opportunities. No questions are asked and no government penalties apply. Bank on Yourself delivers peace of mind by showing you the minimum guaranteed value of your retirement savings before you ever need to use them. Bank on Yourself offers tax-free retirement income, guaranteed growth, and full control of your money. Visit bankonyourself.com/Dana to get your free report. That's bankonyourself.com/Dana.
Hi, DSW, Earthplace of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In an emergency, every second counts. When you have ADT home security, you can count on peace of mind. With 24/7 monitoring, the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and technology that helps first responders verify your alarm, help is there the moment you need it. Whether you have ADT pros install your system or set it up yourself, ADT will help keep you safe when it matters most. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
Keep your finger on the pulse with the Dana Show podcast, delivering timely news with insightful analysis whenever you want, straight to you on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you agree with the assessment from some of your own officials that Alex Pretty is a domestic terrorist or an assassin?
Well, I haven't heard that, but certainly shouldn't have been carrying a gun. But all of, hey, look, bottom line, everybody in this room, we view that as a very unfortunate incident, okay?
That's right.
Everyone, unless you're a stupid person, very, very unfortunate incident. I don't like that he had a gun. I don't like that he had two fully loaded magazines. That's a lot of bad stuff. And despite that, I say that's a very unfortunate incident.
Okay, let's just not talk about that at all. Just why? 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 Dear heavens. The administration needs to not say a single thing about Second Amendment stuff. Let's not. Now, I will say for the people who go, well, he's just talking. Two words, bump stocks. Just of the issues, the one that I think the administration struggles with the most is the Second Amendment, particularly messaging on this. The issue, and that was POTUS just yesterday. He was asked twice about this. And he said the same thing twice. This is what he said earlier. Both of these sound bites were from yesterday. This is what he said earlier. Kind of the same thing. He was asked two different times. This is cut one.
Sir, was Mr. Pretty acting as an assassin? Do you think he was acting as an assassin in Minneapolis?
Who is that?
Mr. Pretty, your deputy chief of staff said that. You don't think so?
I think so.
With that being said, you know, we can't have guns. We can't walk in with guns.
What about the Second Amendment?
Listen, we can't walk in with guns. We can't do that. But it's just a very unfortunate incident.
It's an unfortunate incident, but you can't just say you can't walk in with guns. What does that mean, even? What do you mean walk in with guns? The reason why I say language matters is because we have had to fight to just hold the ground, and you cannot be sloppy with any single thing, especially when in firearm law, different language literally invokes different aspects of the law and with it specific penalties. That's why this is very, you have to be accurate. So when you say, well, you know, you just can't like walk in with guns. What do you mean walk in? I don't think anybody's just like walking in with guns. You can go to a protest armed. Remember, it was Gavin Newsom that wanted that passed an edict to criminalize carrying a firearm at a protest. Right? Remember, it's been the left that would have made Alex Pretty a felon for his handgun before last Saturday. They wanted to ban the magazine capacity. They would have wanted him to have 5 to 7 rounds only. No detachable magazine, no optic, no threaded, all of that. They wanted it all banned. And so I just got to be, the left is situational in their citation of the Second Amendment. Now, you can go to a protest armed. What you do not have the right to do is commit a felony while armed, because then that creates a separate felony charge. And regardless of whether you like it or not, it is a felony to impede a federal law enforcement investigation or operation. That's 18 U.S.C. subsection 111. It's the federal statute. So you can't carry and then take a firearm. You can't take a firearm and go and then insert yourself into law enforcement activity. I've carried at a million protests. I've never been shot at or detained, but I also didn't obstruct a federal law enforcement investigation. Now, the intent, I do think that it is somewhat illuminating to note, as CNN reported yesterday, that Pretty had a history of these impediments, so to speak. He has gotten involved in numerous operations, and just a week prior had gotten into a violent altercation with Border Patrol and had a broken rib. Now, some people out there who want to claim, now remember, these are the same people who support telling local law enforcement to not arrest or maintain the peace and to stand down for everything. These same people, as they support that position, they also say that, well, he wasn't arrested for it, so I guess it means it didn't happen. He wasn't arrested for it because local law enforcement aren't there. Border Patrol is not arresting anybody except the people they have detainers on, the violent, illegal, criminal aliens. Local law enforcement is supposed to be keeping the peace and arresting people that are breaking the law right there in Minneapolis. And they're refusing to do that. So why would you question, well, why wasn't he arrested, when they're not making those arrests? They just have to take it and deal with detaining the illegal immigrant, the murderous, rapey, illegal immigrant that they're there to take into custody per the detainer. So it's like it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. The left creates a situation so that they can control the outcome. And then they can try to say, well, you know, I mean, yeah, we gave the stand on order to local police, but if those same local police weren't there to arrest him, did the crime take place? It's very clever, but not clever by half. So he had already been involved. And remember, his family said that he needed to not be involved. Go there to protest, but don't. You're not a legal observer if you're agitating and you're actively involved. You're not a legal, and that's a BS term anyway, made up by stupid hippies who don't understand the term fascist, but they want statist control over everything. They're morons. So he had previously, repeatedly sought out confrontation. Now, even with that, do I still think that him going to this protest meant he was going to shoot up a bunch of agents? No, I don't actually. It seems to me, though, that he did carry because he was worried about his personal safety. That's usually what that indicates, right? And if he had already been in violent confrontation with Border Patrol previously, as reported by that super conservative news network, CNN, then that might kind of indicate that he wanted to prevent that from happening again. But that's it. It's just speculation on that. But the bottom line is, he was no longer lawful the moment he decided to get involved and commit a felony. And you don't have to like that. It's a felony. The felony that exists doesn't give a rat's backside if you dislike that it exists. It exists regardless of your like or dislike. The time to litigate that is not in the street. But he was helping up a woman who was pushed. He was there with a woman who was also obstructing. That's it. And they're there trying to prevent the detainment of literal convicted murderers and rapists. That's why they're going, they keep saying they're going after the worst of the worst. They're actually not BSing you. All these people who are like, oh, they're going after busboys and that, they're lying out their backside to you. And shame on those people. Because DHS has been publishing all of these. Guess what? I'm not seeing anybody there. Oh, guilty for picking fruit here illegally. I'm not seeing any of that. Now, do I think he should be deported? Hell yes, I do, but that's a separate issue. That's not who they're targeting in these operations. They had to go to Minnesota because Minnesota's been flouting the law since 2021. That's why there's such a concentration of these people there. Even New York is complying more than Minnesota is right now, which is crazy. So the media is trying to do a pincer attack. You got the lefties agitating, the celebrities talking. Now the media is trying to suggest that there isn't widespread support of this nationally. And there actually is. There is. So no, what he's saying here is not helpful. They need to stop talking about it. It's not helpful. It doesn't matter if he had two magazines. It doesn't matter. What Trump should say is don't, if he's going to say anything, don't impede a federal law enforcement operation. That's a felony. And if he has to say something about firearms, the only thing he should say is, and you definitely should never commit a second felony by carrying when and while you're committing another felony. And that's all he should say. End of. Now, the shooting itself, we've gone over this 6 ways to Sunday. It looks entirely insane and chaotic. There was like one agent that yelled gun, gun. The other agent clearly did not see what that agent saw. Did they know that video suggests that he was disarmed? Were they aware of this? And did they believe that he was still armed? And was that the impetus for using lethal force? That's a completely, perfectly legitimate question to ask. And you should, by all means, have an answer to that. Republics thrive only with transparency. Was Preddy a terrorist? No, I don't think he was. Was he a dumbass leftist? Yes, absolutely. Was he impeding a federal law enforcement operation? Absolutely, without argument. It's on camera. Two of the other videos show before his engagement with Border Patrol, he was in the street blocking traffic. And now remember, he's doing this while armed. And as I made mention, imagine me sitting in the car and I have some schmuck that comes into the middle of the street. And he's telling me that I can't go anywhere. Technically, that's unlawful restraint. He is arresting my movement. I will look at you as a threat. If I see your arm, you're a lethal threat. I'm going to draw down on you. Because you're threatening me. You're refusing to allow me to move. No one's talking about that aspect of it. No one's talking about how dumb it is to go into the street and block traffic. That's all a part of obstructing. He's on video, so I don't know why the hell anybody would argue this. He is on video doing that just as much as he's on video getting shot. So, I mean, I don't know why you would deny that he was not blocking traffic, standing in the middle of the road and halting a whole federal operation, as well as anybody who was trying to drive past. That was stupid. It would have been even dumber if he would have come up on somebody who was also armed and saw him as a threat. Everything that Alex Preddy did on video is what I have learned and been taught not to do in every single defensive gun usage course I have ever taken. He is on video doing everything that you're told not to do. When people carry, you are told to de-escalate because you have lethal force. And I have, a couple thousand hours of training, easily. That's how much we've done this. Easily. I completely recognize that when I'm carrying lethal force. And I know how to use it, and I know how to shoot well. And I know how to eliminate threats in multiple scenarios. and we go shoot and we train regularly. So that would have been really bad if somebody like me had been in a car and he was trying to arrest their movement. Juan's showing you, this is where he was in the street. He was blocking traffic and telling people, not allowing them to drive. You're telling me that that's not obstruction? That's felony obstruction. He's armed while he's doing this. Now, should he be shot for that? That's a stupid question to ask, because none of that came into play until he made physical contact with agents. They recognize here's a guy committing a felony while armed, another felony. And then it was pure chaos. It was pure chaos because he made a series of unfortunate choices that kicked off a domino effect of insanity. And tragedy struck. But he's not absolved of responsibility. I didn't say the agents were either. I want to know what was the impetus for lethal force. But you also have to realize these are guys who've had their fingers bitten off. They've been also shot at. They've been hit with cars. They've been targeted. Their families have been doxxed. Their kids have been threatened. And all because they are refused local law enforcement to just watch and keep the peace while they arrest criminal, convicted murderers, rapists, and pedophiles. So, yeah, it's chaos. You've escalated the scene by carrying a firearm while in commission of a felony. And then you resist. They gave him multiple commands to stop. He kept interfering on the sidewalk. They told him repeatedly, which can be heard in other videos, to stop. When he didn't, they went in to move him. He resisted. And then they saw he had a gun. And you're shocked that things went sideways? Do you think that maybe the outcome would have been different if he was not armed while committing a felony? Are people going to remove their heads from their backsides and be intellectually transparent and honest enough to even ask that question? Now, the two officers involved have been placed on leave. We'll talk more about that. Because I do want to know, what was your perspective? What was the impetus for use of lethal force? Did you think that he was still armed? Did you know? Because someone said gun, but no one said I got it or I disarmed him. No one said that in the video. So somebody's saying gun. You know what I'm thinking? Oh my gosh, he's armed. That's what I'm thinking. There was a life at stake and it deserves the seriousness of sober and deep analysis. And it deserves the respect of your patience with it too. We have more to come.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In an emergency, every second counts. When you have ADT home security, you can count on peace of mind. With 24/7 monitoring, the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and technology that helps first responders verify your alarm, help is there the moment you need it. Whether you have ADT pros install your system or set it up yourself, ADT will help keep you safe when it matters most. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
It's his life mission to make bad decisions. It's time for Florida Man.
Woohoo! All right, so first up, we have a story. This is the one I wanted. Start with this one. Florida woman drinking cinnamon whiskey with no pants on. Almost sounds like a Chris Stapleton song. Florida woman was arrested for indecent exposure. She was drinking liquor on the sidewalk with no britches. Police say that by the time they got to Kendra Ann Jones, her pants was around her knees and she drank 75% of the bottle that she had in her hand. And it was cinnamon whiskey.
Was that Fireball?
They didn't say, but I'm assuming it was. I mean, let's be real. It was. Come on. A Florida man engages in an armed carjacking, and his excuse was, I needed to see my grandmother. 18 years old in Orange County, Florida. Florida man told her he needed the vehicle to go see his grandmother. Deputies arrested Kenneth Shears after a brief chase because he crashed the car into another car on somebody's front yard. And the victim said she was sitting in her car. Shears approached with a gun. She thought it was a joke. And he goes, I'm sorry to be doing this, but I need to see my grandmother. So he didn't actually go get to see his grandmother. They never actually followed up on that either. Like, was the grandmother real? I'm curious. We have more on the way. Stick with us. Third hour next.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In an emergency, every second counts. When you have ADT home security, you can count on peace of mind. With 24/7 monitoring, the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and technology that helps first responders verify your alarm, help is there the moment you need it. Whether you have ADT pros install your system or set it up yourself, ADT will help keep you safe when it matters most. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
Secretary Kristi Noem must resign or face impeachment.
Rush is up there. It's all very weird, though.
I don't know.
I need a napkin to know nothing. I don't know. I don't believe her because she lied about marrying her brother, so I don't believe anything she says. Those are the rules, right? I mean, these are the people that blame Charlie Kirk for his own death. Welcome back to the program, Dana Lash, with you. So the guy, apparently a security guard, took the guy down. There was no serious injury. Was it staged? How does somebody get that close to somebody in Congress? How does that happen? The guy, Anthony Kazmierczak, 55, he was booked in the Hennepin County Jail for third-degree assault. He doesn't have a previous violent record. He's got some DUIs. And that's per Newsweek. He's pretty loud online. They had a bankruptcy petition, this is Newsweek, that filed in Minnesota's 3rd District 2019. He had credit, medical, and legal debt. He's not married, registered as disabled, receiving Social Security payments. He has a history of political posts. It said that he was critical of Democrats like Biden and Harris. He posted a political cartoon in 2021 criticizing Ilhan Omar's security spending. The New York Post says it's weird because he was like hinting as to what he was going to do to his neighbor before it happened. And he had sent a text to his neighbor that said, I'm going to the Omar thing. The neighbor said, I'm like, what do you mean? And he goes, the town hall thing, and I might get arrested. And the neighbor said, I figured that it was nonsense, that he wasn't going to do anything dumb. So I don't know. He's held without bail. I mean, I don't know what it is. He's going to face some serious penalties regardless. But it is weird, though. I got to say, it's a little odd, Kane. I mean,
You're being cautious, and I get it. But
Cut 9,
she was
looking at him before he stood up.
It was totally staged.
You think it was?
It's totally
Cut 9
staged.
Real quick. Kane thinks it's totally staged. I don't know if I believe it or not.
Totally staged.
But it seemed inorganic in a way that I can't describe. You guys know what I mean? Like, my gut feeling is usually
Oh, you know what it
wrong.
Is? It's because it was staged.
It's because she married her brother, and I don't believe her. Yeah, Cut 9, she looks at him really quickly before he stood up. And I don't know, what are people saying online that this is indicative of something? I mean, he's sitting in front of her, so.
Can we just go over the timeline of just this video that he's playing, right? Mm-hmm. First, she does a little nod to him, right? When she, look at that, right there. You saw that little, what? Look, there it is, that little head
was
nod.
Was she just
him.
Looking down, or was it a nod, you think?
Oh, come on. Looking right at the dude. And by the way, if you saw the video of this exchange on C-SPAN, the camera actually shows this dude 20 to 30 seconds in a frame all by himself.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Drinking water and looking weird.
Yeah. And so then she does the nod, right? Then he gets up right after that nod and attacks her. By the way, she doesn't flinch, right? She doesn't flinch at all. If someone's going to be squirting something on you, first of all, I'd flinch. Second of all, I'd be like, what the heck did you just, you know, squirt on me? What if it's acid? I may need to remove a piece of clothing here so I don't get damaged anymore. She doesn't do that. What does she do? She doesn't flinch. She runs after the guy. Runs after the guy.
That's somebody, what seemed performative to me.
It's completely staged. This is 100% staged. Not an inch of this is genuine or real or authentic. None of it.
Now, you can't blame us for merely being cautious and asking questions because, again, this is a woman who lied to get in the country, married her brother. She took taxpayer dollars from the Somali diaspora in Minnesota. They have millions and hundreds of billions of dollars, actually, at this point. And receipts showed that she directly benefited from that. So, yeah, we've got a lot of questions. She's engaged in fraud after fraud after fraud after fraud. Yeah, I mean, we got a lot of questions, and I think those are that's what happens when you're a fraudulent person who commits fraud, is people might not believe you when you do other things.
That's a good point, too. But she also refused medical attention and then went right back to speaking. If you got a substance, do we know what that substance is? Has anyone told us? Did it damage your clothes? Was it acid?
I mean, the way that they acted like they were personally touched by J6 when they weren't even there. So that makes me think, okay, well, why aren't they making a bigger deal out of this? If it was really a big-time Trump guy that was going after her, her pattern of behavior would dictate that she would be making a major deal of this. She would have gone to the hospital. She'd have done a damn CNN interview from her hospital bed. She, oh my gosh, it would be about... But it's just weird that it's not, which immediately makes me think, there's something about this that's off.
And immediately, like noisy sheep, right afterwards, the Assensteins and the rest of them online are out there saying, look, it's a Trump supporter attacking a Democrat. It's like...
Is it though? Yeah. Is it really a Trump
supporter? Jussie Smollett was like, well, that's, even I did a better job than that.
I mean, yeah, his guys literally wrote a check to buy kidnapping supplies. I'm not even kidding you. Like, they wrote a check.
Yeah, is in the memo the check?
Memo, kidnapping supplies. Yeah. Got a rope. You got some tape here. You got some alcohol. What are you boys looking at doing tonight? You know, I mean, come on. By the way, does anybody else, when they go to the grocery store, love writing entire life stories in your head about the person in front of you and all their groceries based on all of that, like a Kaiser Soze Usual Suspects thing?
Wait, I'm not just the only one that does that?
I will literally have a whole life story made up about the person next in front of me just by going off their groceries. It's fascinating.
That's funny. I do that just so I can tolerate people better. I'll make up good stories about them just so I can tolerate them better.
Oh, man. No. So I don't know. It's just, it's weird, right? And that we don't know that we haven't heard anything else about it.
No, it's fake. It's staged. I know no one's wanting to make that definitive conclusion, but I'm going to do that. Right,
I'm
now
just saying that there's something that seems very inauthentic about it to me.
Yeah, it's staged. That's why.
I don't know. It just seems weird. Also weird, Maxwell Frost, this guy. I don't think he understands the definition of legal status. Go ahead and play this. This is Cut 11.
The reason I released the video last week, informing my constituents about increased ICE presence in Orlando, where there's a huge Haitian diaspora. We're very worried about the targeting of our Haitian brothers, sisters, and siblings across the entire country. And us as a community, we have to band together to protect Americans. And you're an American regardless of what your legal status is.
No, you're not, actually. Your legal status determines whether or not you're an American. That's literally a thing. It's called the law. I mean, it doesn't matter. They're just going after Haitians randomly, going after random Haitians. No, they're not, though. I mean, unless the Haitians are murderers, rapists, and pedophiles, then yeah. Why would you want murderers, rapists, and pedophiles to stay in the country, regardless if they're Haitian or not? That's so stupid. So none of this, yes, it actually is indicative. It does, you are defined by your status. If you're not an American citizen, you're not an American. It's very, you know, this is not rocket science. It's not rocket science, Kane.
Nope.
This is all very easy to understand stuff.
Never been rocket science, ever.
This is just stupid. Why just stop with it? And then with the whole, everybody's got to go out there with their identity politic flag. Well, the Haitians, the Somalis. Oh my gosh. Did you get the video the audio that I had of the lady? Clearly, she was a graduate of the Early Learning Center talking about rice and bananas.
Yes, we have that.
Okay. I feel like it needs to just play it real quick.
It's cut 22.
It's a very interesting story. Go ahead.
Is it?
It is, yeah.
So I'm Somali. I'm proud to be Somali. To me, being Somali isn't just eating bananas with rice. it's a lot. It's like, it's an interesting thing. It's okay. Very hard to describe what it means to be Somali and what it means to be
the
American.
Guy behind us, like,
but
the hell?
It's like a cultural fusion. It's kind of like the bananas and rice. You know, people
his
don't
face
really
behind her
see
is all
like
of us.
You know, it's
you lost him.
You know, people don't think, oh, you can eat.
I mean, it's not like bananas and rice, but it's like bananas and rice because you can eat bananas and rice, and it's bananas and rice.
How do you think this
such
is?
As Max?
I personally believe that U.S. Americans are unable to do so because some people out there in our nation don't have maps, and I believe that our education, like such as in South Africa and the Iraq, everywhere like such as.
I mean, that's her. She actually made more sense because I knew what the hell she was talking about. She was talking about maps, and people in Iraq may not have them. And this chick is like, I mean, what is it? The guy behind her, though, is a meme. He was like, at first he was serious, and then you could just see confusion kind of spread across his face. And he's like, the hell? He's like, what is happening here? It's like bananas and rice, but also not, it's like that. Bananas and rice at the Early Learning Center.
It's hard to describe it.
I went to the Early Learning Center. I'm a graduate, and I'm also a teacher.
And the president.
And the president. Bananas and rice. Wow. I mean, no. That was from St. Paul, Minnesota. So, I don't know, man. This is crazy. This is just
somebody made a decision to put her out in public in front of a microphone like that. Somebody did that.
Well, I mean, have you seen the guy who was running for who ran for mayor over there? Early Learning Center graduates. That says it all. That says it all right there. She was probably topping her class at the Early Learning Center.
I'm beginning to think Somalia hasn't sent us their best.
You think you're beginning?
I'm beginning to think that.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In an emergency, every second counts. When you have ADT home security, you can count on peace of mind. With 24/7 monitoring, the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and technology that helps first responders verify your alarm, help is there the moment you need it. Whether you have ADT pros install your system or set it up yourself, ADT will help keep you safe when it matters most. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
And now, all of the news you would probably miss. It's time for Dana's Quick Five.
A NASA jet erupted in flames as it skids down the runway at a Houston airport. Ooh, it is. It was a belly flop landing in a way. It was a mechanical failure that prevented its landing gear from deploying. It was at Ellington Airport. The aircraft touched down, scraped the runway, sent sparks and flames trailing behind. Two pilots were able to exit the aircraft and responders secured the scene. NASA confirmed everybody was safe. There were no additional injuries about the mechanical failure. Neuroscience says apparently they're suggesting that shoes can alter your mind. I totally kind of love shoes. Oh my gosh, shoes. These shoes rule. They do. But they're talking about athletic footwear. Nike says that its shoes can activate the brain, heighten sensory awareness. You know what else can do that? A pair of Louboutins. They can, the heel height and the pinch in the toe can definitely heighten your sensory awareness. But they were saying that it improves stimulation with the bottom of your feet. I think this is all stupid. Do you believe any of this, Kane?
I mean, it's a company that makes shoes.
It's neuro insoles. We have smart shoes now. Everything's got to be smart. Right. Your soles can tweet.
Positive info on their new line of shoes.
I think it's all so dumb. It's all snake oil. It all is. I don't believe any of that stuff. I do think that you should probably not wear platform tennis shoes, though. Just aesthetically speaking. Yeah. Seattle's named the most expensive city to host a Super Bowl party. Probably because you would have to buy a plane ticket to get the hell out of there because it's Seattle. Oh, Danny, you're so mean. but apparently that's the most expensive place. Everything's super expensive there. Doctors are staying loyal to their pocketbook, apparently, and ignoring new federal vaccine recommendations. What? This is an ABC 7 story. Wait a minute. What? This is so they're saying, oh, it's because doctors want to get paid. You know, they get kickbacks from vaccines and that, right? Big time kickbacks. So actually, they're actually penalizing their own pocketbook to delay instead of going along the schedule that the big pharma would have you go on. This is ABC Channel 7 Eyewitness News. Oh, it's by somebody who also works at CNN. Jen Christensen over here at CNN. Yeah, so it's literally speculation. It starts out with how the American Academy of Pediatrics released an updated recommendation for what vaccines should get. And then the headline's like, doctors are ignoring because of their pocketbooks. Or maybe because they're following science. I mean, you know, just it's also an option. I get so sick of this stuff. Rice University, copper aluminum filter can destroy forever chemicals 100 times faster. Why don't you just stop making them?
Yeah. Who wants them? What are they for?
Hi, would you like some forever chemicals?
No.
No. No thanks. But they are everywhere. The PFAS. P-F-A-S. P-F-A-S. They developed at Rice University a material for filtering out all the PFAS, the polyfluoroalkyl substances, and synthetic compounds. So since Teflon did it all. And they said that it's new tech. It's a mix of copper and aluminum that can absorb long-chain PFAS 100 times faster than traditional filtration systems. Again, or just stop putting them in everything. Just a suggestion. We have a lot more on the way, including more stupid audio sound bites and stop pushing taking money out of our treasury in a socialist type of welfare scheme. We'll talk about that more. Stick with us.
DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In an emergency, every second counts. When you have ADT home security, you can count on peace of mind. With 24/7 monitoring, the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and technology that helps first responders verify your alarm, help is there the moment you need it. Whether you have ADT pros install your system or set it up yourself, ADT will help keep you safe when it matters most. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
Brighten up your timely news consumption with the Dana Show podcast, where every update comes with a little dash of not so serious on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Don't record the girls. They're going to call their dads.
Shaming yourself.
Nasty girls who love ice and take photos with them. Oh, yeah. Are you trying?
You little f***. You little f***.
They're taking photos of my face so they can recognize me on social media and vote for me.
And everybody's getting younger.
And everyone's
going to
know. There we go. Okay. And that's what happens when you support racist
Sir, can
mother-
I, do you think that makes you right to scream at women and call them a
No, shut up.
Come back, Sarah. You were so brave to talk to those women. I'm trying to talk to you.
I'm not talking to a
But I want to talk to you.
So you had some young girls that took selfies with ICE and this, you know, heavyset white progressive Karen and this flaming white progressive decided to get super rude, super ignorant, and get in their faces about it. Wow. I mean, I guess when you're as ugly as that butterface was, actually a butter body and butterface, then you have to develop some kind of attribute as an identifier. So nastiness was hers. And the guy, I can't even tell you what the guy was calling the girls. He was calling them to see you next Tuesday. And it was, and he was saying some pretty gross stuff to them. Because they took some selfies with ICE. Who does that? Followed them. And the girls didn't say anything. One day they're gonna FA with the wrong person and they're gonna find out. It's exactly what's going to happen. They're going to do this to the wrong person, and that's it. It's going to be, that's, if somebody was following me, I would have laid that broad out. There's no way. There's no way. You're going to sit here and follow me and call me names like that? Not going to happen. But that, those were like teenage girls. And that dude, he's an old flamey real estate agent, and he's apparently like, I mean, you're a pervert if you're following girls and you're talking and you're using sexually charged language like that. You're an absolute pervert. But that's who the left is. That's what they do. It's and over because they're mad that rapists and pedophiles and murderers are being deported. I don't know. Again, looking at that white progressive Karen, though, the chick who's built like a refrigerator with chicken legs. No, it's true. Maybe, you know, maybe she's protecting rapists because, I mean, look at her. She's not getting asked that on dates, guys. Just saying. Look, when you act like that, reasonable people are going to make presumptions about your character. I'm just saying, when you act like that, you're inviting the speculation. It's very simple. This is what happens. That's what people do. That's what people do. So, this, oh man, where do I even go from here? Couple things. Newt Gingrich usually gets it right. He did not here. This is cut 17. Listen.
Process. So, I think there are two things. We need a national conversation about what we're going to do about people who've come here, some of them 20 years ago, who've been obeying the law, paying taxes, good neighbors, have kids, go to PTA. No. Very few Americans want to see the police walk in and pick them up and deport them.
I do.
On the other hand, people do not want to give them citizenship. So there should be some middle ground here.
No, we did that. We did it under Reagan. We did it again under Bush. We've done middle ground with amnesty a million times. Look, if you've been, let's full stop. And I like Newt Gingrich. He's usually really spot on. Not on this. This is 1,000% wrong. I don't care how long they've been here. I don't care what it is. You're not being a good neighbor if you're here illegally and you're breaking the law and you come here illegally. You're not actually paying your full tax if you're here illegally and you're skirting the law. If you've been here that long, then you can, by all means, you can start the process to become a legal citizen. End of story. You either become a legal citizen or get out. We're not doing this. Well, we need to have some common ground. We've done that twice already. Twice. Millions and millions. It was called amnesty. We did it twice. And guess what? It made it worse. We're not doing this again. Grow a spine. Stop accommodating lawlessness. Jiminy Christmas. Like he was running Congress when they were doing it. What are you talking about? He was in Congress when they had amnesty. We've done that. Why is this even a thing? Just stop. Like I said, it was a rare moment of that's messed up for Newt there. He's completely wrong on that. Speaking of wrong, I just want to let you know that this is socialism. This is cut 30. I don't know why we're trumpeting this, especially after all of the hundreds of billions of dollars of tax fraud that took place. And now we're talking about spending more of our money, because I've read this bill. I've read the proposal. It literally takes the money out of our treasury. That's where the seed money comes from. This is not like some funny math or anything else. It's literally drawing our taxpayer dollars. I've read it. I've linked it on my Substack, for crying out loud. It's taking our money and using it as seed money. This is socialism. This is welfare. Listen.
With the support of the men and women here and this beautiful room, over the next 15 years, we're going to put $3 to $4 trillion of wealth into the hands of young Americans who otherwise would have really started out with nothing. It's really an amazing thing.
It's not, though. It's welfare. And instead of doing this, why not get rid of income taxes, federal income taxes, or reduce them more than the paltry amount that they've been reduced, so that people can just keep $1,000 of their dollars and invest it how they see fit? This is Social Security 2.0. This is how it started, forcibly taking money from you and then spending it on everything else in a giant Ponzi scheme where the next generation funds the other generation. This will be turned into a giant welfare program that will never end. Taking $1,000 out of the treasury, that's where the seed money comes from. It's black and white. It's on the White House website. When, again, you could just reduce the income tax burden. Because it's not fair to give money to people who wouldn't even pay that much in, who wouldn't even get that much back because they didn't pay that much in the first place, and just give it away. That's wealth redistribution. I expect this from Barack Obama. I do not expect this from the head of the Republican Party. So if you support this, that's socialism. You're supporting socialism. If you think you're a conservative and you support this, you're not as conservative as you think. If you call yourself a constitutionalist and you support this, you're not a constitutionalist. I go back to the Davy Crockett, It's Not Yours to Give, where he gave the story of how when he went running for re-election, soliciting votes, he came across a farmer. He asked the farmer if he would support him in his bid for re-election, and the farmer said absolutely not. He was mad at Davy Crockett because prior to that, they decided to give this widow, this military widow, a bunch of money. Right. Or they were given away, or not a military, but they were given away these people that ended up, I think it was like a barn fire or something, a bunch of money. They appropriated the money in Congress. They gave it to them. And it was taxpayer dollars that they gave to these individuals as like a, you know, I don't know why, a quasi restitution. And Davy Crockett had been in favor of it. And so Davy Crockett was telling the story when they were debating this monetary award for this military widow. And he came across this farmer, and the farmer said, "No, I remember you gave money away that wasn't yours to give." And he said, "You violated the trust that you had with the people. It was not yours to give." So in this story with the military widow came up, she was an older woman. She was, you know, in those days, an elderly woman. Her husband wasn't killed in combat or anything. He lived a long life and retired and had a pension, and they were really well-to-do. And they were going to give them like an appreciative monetary amount. And Davy Crockett was one of the few votes against it. And he related the story of the farmer, and he reminded members of Congress that it's not yours to give. And he stayed to that. It's not yours to give. This money is not Trump's to give. The Dells can give money. The Dells award is separate from the seed money, the $1,000 of seed money that they're going to pull out of the treasury. Again, I've read the proposal. I've seen exactly the language, and I can tell you exactly where it comes from. So I think the people who would disagree with me need to do as I have done and read the proposal in full too, so they can see that I'm right. You're taking money out of the treasury, $1,000 per baby. First off, we're only just starting it now. You're not going to retroactively give everybody $1,000. I mean, it's all our money. Why do only some people get our money? Why do people who don't pay even remotely as much into tax get money? Or people who don't pay anything into tax, because they don't meet the threshold. Why would they get $1,000? I mean, it's a welfare scheme. And you think that's going to help with like a baby boom? You know what's going to help with the baby boom? Getting rid of damn federal income taxes. That's going to help with the baby boom. Reducing government spending. The fact that we're even talking about this after it was uncovered in just one state, hundreds of billions of dollars in taxpayer fraud. To say nothing of the fraud that's happening in Texas, the fraud that's happening in New Hampshire, Illinois. These schemes are just, they're blowing up everywhere. Why are we talking about taking more of our dollars after we were scammed out of hundreds of billions of dollars? This is why people don't want to pay taxes anymore. This is not good stewardship of tax dollars. And it is not yours to give. So if you support this, you can't call yourself a conservative. If you support this, you can't call yourself a constitutionalist. This is a socialist scheme. And again, for those who disagree with me, I highly encourage you to at least put 1/16th amount of the work into reading about this and reading the proposal and understanding where the money comes from, as I have. Because then you're going to see that I'm right. And if you still don't like it and you still support it, then you're a socialist.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
In an emergency, every second counts. When you have ADT home security, you can count on peace of mind. With 24/7 monitoring, the most company-operated monitoring centers in the industry, and technology that helps first responders verify your alarm, help is there the moment you need it. Whether you have ADT pros install your system or set it up yourself, ADT will help keep you safe when it matters most. When every second counts, count on ADT. Visit ADT.com to learn more.
And good luck voting for Bernie Sanders, because that's the path you're on.
Not able to catch all 3 hours of The Dana Show? Subscribe to the full podcast and get news and laughs delivered in short, easy-to-digest episodes. Ideal for your busy lifestyle on YouTube, Apple, or wherever you get your podcast.
So the two agents that were involved in the Preddy shooting have been placed on administrative leave, and apparently even when they are back, apparently they're not gonna, they're still gonna, I think, have desk jobs or something. That's kind of what I'm seeing. This has to do with a new report. This is the government report that has some new insight into the shooting. Agents, because they were describing it being chaotic. There was a lot of whistles, yelling, chaos, all this stuff. Remember, they're having to do these operations without law enforcement being there because Waltz and Jacob Frey gave them the stand on order. And that was something that was confirmed by their police union. They said, yes, we'd love to help, and we would like to help de-escalate stuff and for people to get the job done. But that's the thing. They don't want the job done, Tim Walz and Jacob Frey. They want there to be chaos. And I honestly think they all have blood on their hands. They want this stuff. But these agents, at one point, they were saying that they're, during the struggle, one agent yelled, he's got a gun, multiple times. And the... Apparently, there was not any kind of clarification as to whether he had it on him or they just spied it. All the agents apparently were saying that he did resist their efforts because they were trying to de-escalate and clear them away from the area, and he refused to comply. They wanted him to stay out of the road, get out of the area, and he would not comply. And they said that when they tried to take him into custody, he resisted, and then the struggle ensued. Which you can see on camera. I mean, we're not arguing about whether or not there was a struggle. There was a struggle, right? And you can hear gun. And then apparently two agents discharged their firearms. Within 5 seconds, one agent and one officer discharged shots. They had their CBP-issued Glocks. And they said that they're still, DHS has an investigation that's ongoing, etc. So the there's questions about that chaotic moment. And I'm amazed that nobody in the press is asking Walz or Fry, why are you refusing law enforcement cooperation with these guys? This is making everything more dangerous. They're going after seriously dangerous people that have detainers on them and already have convictions. They're taking them into custody to deport them. Why are you getting involved in this? So, this is just crazy. And it's going to keep happening. Unless they actually, Jacob Fry's already said he's not going to allow law enforcement to help. So that means there's not going to be any police in Minneapolis still. So this stuff is going to continue happening because they want it to happen. All right. Today in Stupidity, Kane, what do we got?
Well, speaking to that, I think Walz was pretty stupid. He look, there's so much fraud going on in Minnesota. They want to do anything to distract from that. So I get it from that standpoint. But cut 12, this is Walz, I guess, being sophomoric about J.D. Vance, which I don't know if there's a time to be sophomoric, but here he is.
I would beat the shit out of him now if I could, and I would call that out. I mean, that's just different. In verbally going at it, my argument is much better. Making the case that housing prices are up because of immigration and that we should build on federal lands, it was such a crazy thing.
Well, that's one of the reasons why housing prices are up. I don't understand what you have against facts, but this is going to prove to be a giant distraction out of Minnesota because the fraud that they're uncovering, the banana peels that are coming off of this fraud are pretty alarming.
Like bananas
right now.
And rice? Yeah. Bananas and rice?
Bananas and rice.
But it's like bananas and rice, but it's not, but it is also. Find us over at Substack, Chapter and Verse, YouTube, Facebook, like and subscribe, download the podcast. I'll be back with you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Kleenex Lotion Tissues. Cold season has a way of showing up like an unexpected plot twist, right in the middle of big moments, good stories, and days that are already full. That's why it helps to keep a little comfort close. Kleenex lotion tissues help protect, soothe, and moisturize your skin, giving you the support you need right when you need it. Whether you're commuting, binge listening to your favorite show, or managing a little family chaos, Kleenex lotion tissues are made with coconut oil and aloe. For whatever happens next, grab Kleenex.
The new year brings new health goals and wealth goals. Protecting your identity is an important step. Your info is in endless places that could expose you to identity theft, leading to lost funds. LifeLock monitors millions of data points per second. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock's restoration specialists will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Resolve to make identity, health, and wealth part of your New Year's goals with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Visit LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.
This is Julian Edelman from Dudes on Dudes with Gronk and Jules. Sunday mornings, I've got my game day ritual. Coffee, lucky socks, and now new morning Uncrustable sandwiches.
It's all about that 12-gram protein boost with the new Uncrustables Bright-Eyed Berry or Up and Apple flavors.
Bright-Eyed Berry's got a feisty receiver energy.
Up and Apple? Your classic do-it-all tight end.
Soft, pillowy, packed with protein, and easy enough for Gronk to grab from the freezer.
Whether you're on the couch, driving to the tailgate, or heading to the locker room, new morning Uncrustable sandwiches are the MVP of snacks.
Your new Sunday kickoff ritual starts here with new morning Uncrustable sandwiches packed with 12 grams of protein.